Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Thank you, Steve. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes. Sounds like you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm on a line to get on a bus to take me to the track, and the line, how should we describe this? Like, imagine an inauguration.
Yeah.
does that explain?
Yes, it does.
And this is only Thursday, so yeah, who knows what it's going to look like tomorrow. We'll come up with alternative methods of parking tomorrow.
You always do.
It's actually moving fairly quickly now, so it's not terrible.
I mean, after what, 18, 19 years together, you always do.
Yeah, fine. We find a way.
What's it like for you to be back at the Derby?
Yeah, it's fun, Steve. I mean, it's been 5 years. You know, I went 31 years in a row for the Daily News. It was awesome. You know, I stopped full time at the paper. I stopped coming because they were paying for it, and now they're not.
Yeah.
And look, I to go 31 years in a row, 33 overall, which is actually number 34. It was very cool, but I done it. It was fine. Yeah, 25 Final Fours, that was fine. I'd done that. But I thought, you know, I got some friends that I haven't seen in a while, and I had another friend that wanted to come this year, some kind of the chaperone, showing the Derby ropes and everything. So, yeah, it's fun. It brings back a lot of good memories.
All right. Bob Baffert has great memories of the Kentucky Derby. Better than anybody else, really. But he's not allowed to be there. But is there an influence of Baffert still over this race coming up Saturday?
So we have two horses that he was training until his 90-day suspension started, well, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago, Taba and Messier. So from that standpoint, sure, he's got an influence, and he's missed. I mean, look, I went by his barn yesterday, barn 33, where he always is for the Derby. Now, he's regularly, as you know, out of Santa Anita, but brings a whole bunch of horses every year to Kentucky for the Derby. And to see it, it was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
All the plaques are down. There were no horses there. Usually there's 50 people there waiting to talk to Baffert. And you know, it was like the only thing I didn't see was the tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. So from that standpoint, yeah, he's 100% missed. I apologize for the background noise, but I'm standing on a line getting on a bus. But yeah, I mean, look, he is the Derby. He's the biggest name in the sport. It's really unfortunate how this played out. I know you and I have had the conversation. Everybody thinks he's Lance Armstrong. He's not. And I just think the sport's done a bad job of explaining what actually happened. The Venus Spirit tested positive for an anti-inflammatory, not a performance enhancer. But, you know, the rules are the rules. I get why the horse is disqualified. That's fine.
Sure.
Don't make him persona non grata, like he's the worst person in the history of the world. He's not. It's just wrong. There are people in the sport that have done hideous things with performance today. There's one guy's in jail for 5 years, and that's where he should be. But that's not Baffert. But unfortunately, the public doesn't. You know, they don't know the difference.
Right.
So that's what we're dealing with. But anyway, yeah, he's not here, and he is definitely missed.
Well, Messier is certainly a horse that could be considered in the thick of this. Johnny V is going to be aboard. Johnny Velasquez be aboard this horse and won the Lewis Stakes and then ran second in the Santa Anita Derby. What's your thoughts on that horse?
It's a legitimate chance because, the last two Derbies have been won the same way by the same rider. John Velasquez loosened the lead on Authentic and then Medina Spirit for Baffert. And I think you can make a case Messier is the fastest horse in the race early. Now, is that going to be enough to get him home? Don't know. Will he get it clearly? Don't know. But I can tell you that's how Johnny V is going to ride. He's going to try to get out there by himself and see if he can take this thing wire to wire. And last time, Messier was chasing another really fast horse, a horse he ran out completely out of the race. But it kind of inhibited his finish. And then, of course, he was beaten by his stablemate, Taba, who's now both horses are now trained by Tim Yaxie, who used to be way back when a Baffert assistant,
right,
has never been at this level of the game. But I think you can fairly say, look, they've been prepared by Babber to get to the Derby. And now Tim has had the horses himself for 5-6 weeks. So they're not losing conditioning. I don't think there's any magic wand Babber was going to wave. He's going to make them any better at this late stage. They're already, they're fit or they're not fit. They're fast enough or they're not.
Well, Taba's only making, I think, overall his third career start.
That is correct.
That's it. Mike Smith's aboard. What kind of read do you have on a horse that has that little experience in front of everybody?
Yeah, so he's a little like Justify 4 years ago, except Justify had some three starts.
Right.
For Baffert again, Mike Smith again. It's interesting, Steve. The owner of Tape is the same guy that owned Medina Spirit, and he's very frustrated, obviously. His horse has been disqualified from Derby, loses all that money, and then the poor horse dies. It's just like a total nightmare. So he really wanted to get back to the Derby. He was told, don't run Tape in a Saturday Derby. Everybody around the horse said, look, he's not ready. You're asking too much for a second start. And then he went and blew the field away.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously he was going to come here, and he's earned his way here. I mean, he's in on the points. He ran fast. He's got the speed figures. It's just the two races. That's the issue. I think the deal there, Steve, it's like, I know you and I have talked about it. Everybody says, it's a 20-horse field. He's been running against a 5-horse field.
Yeah.
Well, if you're fast enough, you're not in a 20-horse field.
Right.
You get ahead of 18 of the horses or 17 of the horses, so they're all behind you. So I do think he's a contender, but he's not the kind of horse, like Justify, I knew he was a success. I was never concerned about him.
Right.
This horse is, I have a few more questions just because I'm not sure, is he going to be fast enough to get to the first turn in the top four? If he is, then you really like him. So when you're watching Taba, that's the key moment in the race because he's got the talent to win the race. I mean, he's that talented. But yeah, the two races is concerning for sure.
Give me a couple of horses that you think in terms of the post position and the speed that can be in that top four or five at the first turn that now can turn in a race.
Right. I don't think they have any other way to go with Classic Causeway to 17. I don't think he can win, but I think he can irritate people.
Right.
And I think he probably will. I think Epicenter, I actually liked his draw with the three. He's actually the horse I like in a race.
Right.
I thought that I like the inside draw because I think it forces the jockey to be aggressive, which is what I want him to do.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he gets into the first turn. Look, a perfect scenario, he comes out of the first turn in front.
Yeah.
But if he's not in front, be within a length or two, get in a good position, you know, do like a California Chrome, a Smarty Jones, get that Justify, get that good stalking position. So, yeah, I think I actually like the draw. There were people saying, he's too far inside, he'll get squeezed. I said, no, the jockey's just got to go now. So just go. Don't ask questions. Just go for it.
And that's Joel Rosario who'll be on board,
100%.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, that is 100% Joel. He is the reigning Eclipse Award champion for T1. Just had a ridiculously good year last year.
And this horse has run a lot, Epicenter. I mean, this horse has turned in four firsts, a second, won the Louisiana Derby. So, I mean, this, you know, but also hasn't run in a while either. It runs since the 20th of March.
Yeah, he's the most experienced horse of the bunch.
Yeah.
So I think that's the kind of horse that historically has won the Derby. Now, it's kind of changed recently with less racing.
Right.
But he's been perfectly prepared. Look, Steve Asmussen's the all-time leading trainer in the history of the sport. He's closing on 10,000 wins. He's had four horses of the year. He's won Breeders' Cups. He's won the Preakness a couple times. He has Curlin, Rachel Alexander, Gunrunner.
Yeah.
I mean, great, great horses. He's 0-23 in the Derby. It's just a bizarre stat.
It's crazy.
He's going. Hang on one second. He's going to win the race.
Yeah.
And I think this is his best chance. Even though he brought Curlin here and Gunrunner, they just weren't quite ready.
Right.
This horse has much more experience, and he knows how to win big races. And it's interesting, of the 23 horses, 15 of them were 20-1 shots.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's bringing like 8-5 shots that are getting beat. He's never had the favorite of the Derby.
Right.
Ever.
Well, the other one, Mo Donegal, won the Wood. So what's your thoughts on that horse at 10-1? That's a Pletcher horse.
Steve, I missed you one second. Say Mo Donegal?
Yeah, Mo Donegal, the Pletcher horse,
right.
Won the Wood.
Yep. So the issue with him is just running style.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the one post. They now have that 20-horse starting gate, so that's less of an issue than it used to be. But I don't like closers in this race because you got to pass all of these horses.
It's a lot of traffic.
I just think, look, could he win? Sure.
Yeah.
But the race kind of needs to fall apart. And since they've gone to this new point system, this is the 10th year, it's been much more of a normally run race. You don't have these crazy horses running nutty fractions out front.
Right.
But the closers have been nowhere. How about this? The last 8 derbies, after a quarter mile, meaning the finish line the first time, the winner was third, second, first.
Right.
So the point being, you want to be in the vicinity. And the biggest thing that does is take you away from any potential traffic problems.
So I'm going to ask you for 2 plays here. I'm going to ask you about the Derby play, but I also want to ask you about the Kentucky Oaks play, because the Oaks is always one that I think over time has become more and more popular for people to be there, play it, and so forth. So what about the Oaks? What's your play there?
So, yeah, I'm liking Ness, the Todd Fletcher horse.
Yeah.
I just thought her last race was just awesome. It's like, you know, she's peaking at the right time. Good field, though. Secret Oath, Wayne Lucas ran third against the boys in the Arkansas Derby. Echo Zulu, undefeated Zero, Philly champion. Another undefeated Philly, Kathleen O, trained by Shog McKay. Really good field,
Steve.
I mean, really good. But I thought of all of them, the horse is probably sitting on the best race at the moment is Ness.
All right, so now what's the Derby play on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to – Epicenter, I'm going to frame all my plays around him.
Right.
Exactives. I don't think I'm going to play the Superfecta. I only play the Superfecta when I isolate the winner. I don't feel like I have like a California Chrome or a Justify this year where I'm 100% certain the horse is going to win. So I'll probably key Epicenter first, second, and even – third if I end up getting in trifectas, but probably mostly first and second and exactas.
Yeah.
With 3 or 4 different horses, just depending on what the prices are, what the circumstances are. I watched the early races on Saturday, something like that.
All right. Okay. There are 2 things I know you won't do. You won't get a Mint Julep, nor will you buy a hat. So I know you won't do either one.
That is correct on both counts.
Did you bring Joe Girardi with you?
I did not. He did not make the trip. He came in 2010. I think that was sufficient for him.
He's done.
Yeah, he's seen the Derby. He's good to go.
My friend, always a pleasure. You are the best.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve. See you, buddy.